Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Gemini Monday Mindset Meeting. My name is Jim Anderson. I'd like to welcome you to this February 18, 2019 call. Again, it seems like to me every call gets a little bit better, a little bit more enthusiasm, a little bit more information, a little more exciting. I know these are adjectives, but I believe that they're all very, very valid. And tonight is going to be a really, really special call. And we've got a great training from nobody that's any better at doing the type of training we have tonight, because it's going to be focused on the compensation plan. But in addition to a overall familiarization, kind of a detailed explanation, a clarification, we have some exciting announcements. I believe they're tremendously exciting enhancements to the compensation plan, and really nobody better to bring these announcements and explanation to the forefront than my great friend, yours as well, Mr. Gemini Operations, Mr. Jeff Fairford. Jeff,
welcome. Hey, Jim, thanks a lot for having me on the call. Hey, everyone, great to be here. Enjoyed a little Jamaica time with everybody. A lot of people on the call that was in Jamaica, and it was fantastic, great weather. All fun stuff. It was a great place. We had a lot of fun. So tonight we're going to talk about, and I'm going to start out with, before we go into it, but we're going to start out with the basic comp plan. Let me get my share screen thing going here. All right, Laura, is that something you're going to have to set me up here first, since you're the host? Laura?
Hold on, I was muted.
Okay.
What I need to do here?
I think you have to allow me to take screen.
Okay, let me figure out how to do that here. So, make co-host. Okay. Yes. Okay, see if that works, Jeff.
And a few buttons here to make sure we got it here. All right, let's see. Share. Wow, I have way too many screens open. Okay. All right, so if I did this correctly, you guys should be looking at the one-page comp plan.
Yeah,
we are.
Correct?
Yes, we can see it.
Okay, so what you will see is this is the current one-page comp plan that is on the back office right now. If you log into your back office and hit F5 a dozen times or half a dozen times, depending on how your computer feels that night, you'll get the new enhanced comp plan. So let me hit you guys up with what's the change in the comp plan. Let's see. Get a bigger mouse. Okay, so basically what we've done is we've changed the qualifications for the first three ranks. So star rank is a minimum of 100 personal volume. You must now have one active customer, where you used to yesterday need to have two active customers to make star. Yesterday you needed 200 customer volume. Today you need 100 customer volume to qualify for star. You still need one active personal member. And then your personal member volume has to be 100 for a total of 300, where you used to have 400 personal volume. So that's the first big change for the first rank. So I ran last week's comp plan payout on this new change, and there was 25 new people that would get paid if we had it turned on that week. So this should be a pretty big deal to get some people motivated, to get some people started. But wait, there's more. So on the star one rank, we changed the star one rank also. You still need 100 personal volume. You still need two active customers, but you now only need 100 customer volume. So you can have two customers, one on one product, one on two products, and you're golden. Or just two customers on remedy and you're golden. That's qualified. Still need an active member. Still need the personal active member with 100, and again, a lower number, you only need 300 total personal volume where you used to need 400. And then we've done basically the same on the two-star, star 2K, 100 personal, two active customers, 100 customer volume with 100 active and a personal member with 100, 300. Let me tell you what was the exciting part. When I ran this on the comp plan for that week and the 25 people that got paid, I was thinking that I would have saw 25 people that didn't quite have enough personal customer volume. But what I found is this comp plan really has some other pieces that I think a lot of people don't get. And that's why I'm going to flip to my next. Hopefully this comes up correctly. My next is a Word document. Okay. So in the Word document, this is the write-up on the comp plan when you go into the details. Now, I got it written a little differently because it's not spanned out. But basically, even though the one-page comp plan shows that you have to have a minimum customer personal volume and a minimum customer volume and a minimum personally sponsored member volume, remember, you can make each one of these up with customer volume. You can get paid any rank in this program with nothing but customer volume, promoting the fact that we want people to have customers. We want to be compliant. We want people to keep adding customers. So what people that I've found don't understand with this is really at the end of the day, the system's looking for 300 personal volume. The 300 personal volume can be made up of 100% customer volume. You have zero. Your personally member, zero. You just have to have 100, but you got to make up for the difference. Now, you'll still have to have a personally sponsored member, but they don't have to meet the requirements as long as your customer requirements makes up the full difference. So if you have a customer that has 200 and you have, let's say, 50 of your own personal volume and your personal line has 50, you do have an extra 100 customer volume that can be used, but it's got to take over the incomplete missing piece. And I probably made that more complicated. Let me go a different way.
So Jeff, can you hear me?
Yeah.
The Word document, if you were trying to show it, it's not showing on the share screen.
What are you seeing on the share screen?
Still the same compensation plan.
Thanks for speaking up. There you go. Okay, let me go back to my share menu here, see if it lets me do it. Does it let me pick screens? Let me make sure. I'm sorry. So that's probably a good thing to... Here's my share, new share. Word document and share. All right. How are we feeling now?
You're building.
Yep. I apologize. Yeah. I thought that jumped over there. Okay. So you'll see that in this document, the top left, star rank, second rank, I'm showing a star one and star two. So basically, these are the requirements as it's written. And these requirements, although seem a little wordy, it does give you the ability to not just use the one-page compensation plan where it states that you must have one customer, one personally sponsored, you have 100, they have 100, somebody else has 100. Again, you can make up the difference on any one qualifier or all qualifiers with customer volume. So for instance, if I have 190 customer volume on Star, and I have 10 personal volume, I can't make it up with the 190 because I can't use 90. It doesn't fill in the blank. But if I have 10 personal volume and I have 200 customer volume, I'm qualified from that standpoint because I have 100 for my customer requirement I need, and I have a full 100 that I can use to make up for my shortness on one of the ranks. So whether it's my personal volume that's short or it's my personally sponsored that's short. So I have 100 PV, I have 200 customer PV, but I have 50 personally sponsored member PV, the fact that I have an extra 100 customer will make up for that shortness on the personally sponsored. Does that make sense? So what I found when I ran this is of the 25 people, I had 7 people that actually qualified for the star payout and didn't have enough personal volume themselves. But they actually had enough customer volume, but they were short either on their personal volume or on their personally sponsored volume that they need. Okay. All right, let me go back to the other page. The one-page comp plan. I should be back at the one-page comp plan. Agreed?
Not yet. There you are. Yes, now you
are. Okay. All right. Appreciate that. Okay. So the one-page comp plan. You know, I've talked to a lot of people about the comp plan in the past and about, you know, questions coming up on it. And a lot of the questions that I'm finding is that the struggle that they have a lot of times is with the group volume maximum per leg. Because they have one leg that's got, you know, 5,000 volume on it, and then they have two other legs with 500, and they look down and go, well, I got 5,000 plus two, I have 6,000, so I'm not 8K, but I probably should be 4K. But you can only use 2,000 of that 5,000 to get to 4-star. So it doesn't quite work that way if you one runaway leg. Now, we've changed some of the numbers early on to make it to where it only 50% can be used. So you can actually build some of these ranks, star 1K, star 2K, and even star 4K. You can actually get all those ranks with only having two legs. Your requirement for personal members is only one. So if you actually have one personally sponsored and you have two legs, you can actually make that rank. Because you can use 2,000 of the 4,000 out of one leg. I'm gonna check here, see, I got some. Okay, let me see. Okay, I'm looking at questions here. We don't see the Word doc, thank you. You need one customer and one member, but your total PV can be from customers only. Okay. So those are the changes to the comp plan. That's, you know, that's the basics on the comp plan. You know, we tried to make this as straightforward as possible. The commissional volume and then the qualified group volume is the big deal. And the qualified group volume just means that you've used your max per leg. So if you have a leg with 10,000, another leg with 5,000, and another leg with 400, you got to make sure you understand that depending on which rank you're looking at, and you just can't take the total number and go, well, I got 15,000 total, so I should be looking probably elite 12. It doesn't work that way. You have to see which numbers will work. And I usually just kind of grab right in the middle. If I have 12,000 on one leg, I kind of look at the 4,000 qualifier and I go, okay, I can use 2,000 of that leg. Plus, I already have 4,000 on the other leg, so I got 4,000 already. So I bump up one. Okay, well, now I can use for 8K, I can use 3,200 and 3,200. So I've made it pretty close, but I don't have enough on the third leg to make the difference because I got 6,400 with two legs. But the last leg still needs to have the other 1,600. Is there any, did I miss any questions on that? I don't want to go too in depth because I know we have a couple more exciting rollouts here that Jay's smiling about. Okay, let's see if we have anybody here. Can you send us the Word doc to the Go app? Good. I just want to make sure that that document, I can put that Word doc as a PDF and put it out if you guys think it's pretty straightforward. I'm okay with that. I can add that to it as another comp plan document explanation on the new. You know what we can do is we'll take that document. I'll add some pieces to it, and we'll put it on the landing page of the back office showing the comp plan changes. So we'll get a document together that shows not just the comp plan doc, but showing the changes in the comp plan, you know, what it was, what it is now. So I'll kind of work on that with Kevin in the morning.
And Jeff, this is as of today, right?
Say it one more time.
This is as of today, right?
It is live, and it's actually retro. So basically, when I run commissions on Friday for last week's business, and last week's business was February 11th through the 17th. So this Friday, the 22nd, we're actually going to pay the new comp plan on the business you guys did from the 11th to the 17th.
That's awesome. So there's going to be people getting some monies there that they didn't know they were getting.
That's pretty exciting. And I'll probably run the old comp plan in the dev environment and the new comp plan just to see what the difference is. But we were pretty excited when we had 25 new payouts for that week.
That is awesome.
It was pretty exciting.
Thank you, guys. This is absolutely exciting.
Thank everybody that's involved with this company to let people make money like this.
Okay, so let's go back to stop share for the moment. Get back to see everybody's smiling faces. All right, Jim, what else we got on next on the call?
Well, let me just talk just a little bit more about that compensation enhancement. I like the word enhancement because, and again, we've seen the text come across the screen. You've seen them and, you know, thank you. Whoop, whoop, you know, so exciting. It is to me, too. I know it is for Jay and the owners and you, Jeff, because it's, to me, compensation plans are a whole, in network marketing in particular, are a lot like gear shifts on race cars. And they need to go into like a Lamborghini. We'll say it's got, I don't know how many gears, you probably know, 8 or 10 or whatever, but you shift into first, into second, into third. It needs to be a smooth transition. Don't need to grind the gears. One doesn't need to be so many RPMs that it jerks the transmission out of the housing, that type of thing. And I think as we looked at this and examined it, and again, that's Bill and Jay and Jeff and me, and we're looking at it and we're saying, how can we smooth out this transition or this transmission plan, compensation plan, number one, to make it easier for people to get into the money. And I just want to commend and compliment the team I believe this is a huge step in enabling people to get into the black, if you will, quick into more money, which would lead to more longevity, more stability, more return, you know, recurring orders, all of that. You know, the knee bone's connected to the shin bone in network marketing more than any other industry I've been involved with. And I think it's just a huge step. And I'm not being, you know, self-laudatory here. I'm just saying that the owners, you know, came into the agreement because we had time to evaluate actual business. The only way to test a compensation plan in this industry is to run volume through it. And so now after 11 or 12 months, we've seen it. The company's made several enhancements since I've been on board in 4 months. Now we yet another one. So it's just yet another example or examples of a management team, an ownership team that is in it, you know, for the long haul and in it to win it. And the only way management wins it if the associates win it. And again, I think everybody gets it, but I'm just trying to verbalize it and punctuate the desire and intent of the ownership management team is to make this a very duplicatable, systematic approach, particularly as it deals with compensation. So kudos, especially to Bill and Jay and you, Jeff, for the ideas, the vision, and the implementation. And also, I love the fact that it's not one of these coming soon. I mean, how great is it that people are already going to receive the benefits of this as kind of an early Christmas or whatever you want to say. And 25 may not seem like very many, but I can assure you it's going to be pretty significant, those 25 people. And that's going to multiply, you know, this week, 25, next week, 50, you know, so on and so forth. So again, well done, Jeff and team. And let me jump in here just on this component. What would you like to add to this, Jay, Arthur?
You know, the big thing is, you want to look at your downline and you want to see your people making money. And, you know, where a few people were missing a few things. I think it's going to be a game changer when you're looking and all of a sudden, you know, you look at your downline and six more people in your team are making money. that fires some people up. So, you know, I think it's probably bigger than any change we've made to the compensation plan ever. A lot of people, you know, there was a worry that, you know what, is it going to make people lower their customer volume? Is it going to, you know what, here's the thing. Sometimes you need to go backwards to move forward, but I'll tell you, y'all, don't lower your volumes. Get with everybody that's in your downline and see what do they need to do to hit the next rank. Not just getting paid now, but see what you know what, your goal should be, get everybody in your downline at least a 4K. And if everybody focuses on that, you know, y'all are the leaders. Y'all are so new into this, you know, all boats rising the tide, and you're going to all be sitting in a pretty boat. So I'm so excited about this. In Jamaica, we talked about this, and Jeff said, you know what, it's probably going to take us about 30 days to get it programmed. And he called as soon as he got home. He's like, it's done. I'm like, man. So we were excited about this, and I was going to ask Jeff. I said, hey, Jeff, when's this going to go into effect? And Laura beat me to it. It's retro. So,
well, Jay, while you're up,
enjoy your checks and help your team build bigger ones.
While you're up, you want to go ahead and make the next announcement, brother?
You want me to do it, or you want Jeff to? Okay, here's the deal. Anybody hear of this this thing called Remedy Pets?
Yeah, man.
Let's see a thumbs up if y'all have heard about it. We should have labels in tomorrow, and we should be able to take orders tomorrow. So get your people ready. Let's start helping some pets. So anyway, that's happening. You can start taking orders as early as tomorrow.
Woo! Jeff, you want to add anything to that, brother? Jeff?
He's muted.
Unmute yourself, Jeff or Laura. Jeffrey? Jeffrey.
Yeah, there we go.
Right. There we go. Hey, there he is.
No.
All the information, those questions about the cost of the product, so on and so forth. Jeff, you want to give that to us now, or you want to put it out in writing tomorrow?
Nope, I have it. I have it ready. Let me get my new share screen here. Hang on, I got 10 of these suckers open. Let's see, where's my share screen? Okay, share away. All right, we're talking about the pet, right?
Correct.
All right, there you go. Sorry, I had a screaming baby for a second there, and I could not get it. Let's see. All right, so everybody seeing my screen again?
We got packs here. Yep, got enrollment packs.
Okay, so you got the enrollment pack, and I didn't highlight. Let me clean up my little thing here. Reorder packs. And then what I don't have, I see, is I don't have the actual.
There it is. Expo pet.
Nice. Okay, so I guess we'll start out with the enrollment pack. So, Jay, you talked about the pet. Have we rolled out the numbers on the pet? We haven't. Yeah, I also have. Let me get this one here. This is actually on the single page comp plan, too. Okay, so if you see my screen also now?
Yes.
I like my document better, but this one still works. So on the one-page comp plan, it also has the new Remedy Pet. Retail price $45, wholesale price $35. And the CV is 20. I didn't put any... My things there. There we go. All right. So you guys got that. And then you see that we have the Catalyst Pet Pack, which is 250, 100 CV, basically identical to the Catalyst Pack. It's 8 bottles, though. So the Catalyst Pack will be 8 bottles. Saves you a bit. And that's why I had this other screen here, because it shows... And if you're looking at the Catalyst Pet Pack, the bonuses are the same as the Catalyst Pack before 30 days, after 30 days. And then you have the retail value is $3,360. The wholesale value is $280. So you're bringing the price down from $35 a bottle to about $31 a bottle on the Catalyst Pack. And then we have the reorder pack, which is the pet pack, basically the Catalyst Pack without being an enrollment pack, which just has a higher PV of value. It's still the same 8 bottles, it's still the same price. It just has a higher PV instead of the bonuses as an enrollment does. And then for those folks that like to do expos and fairs and just likes to do a ton of retail, you can buy the Expo Pets 36 bottles with 450 PV, retail value of $1,620. You can buy it for $1,000. And that brings the price down to about $27 a bottle. Now the other pack, you go back to my screen here. And then I guess we don't really show it here, but if you buy the Remedy Pet single bottle as a preferred customer with the 15% discount, it's $38.25 a bottle with 17. And of course, if they buy it retail or preferred, the member gets paid $10 either way. So hey, whether they pay the 45 or the 38, you guys still make 10 bucks retail.
Hey, Jeff, you said 15% discount. Did you mean 10?
No, I believe it's 15 that we do on the products for preferred. But I believe 15%, it makes the price $38.25 for that product. And then you still get the $10 retail bonus. And that's why we just moved the CV down just a few notches to be able to make that work. That way we're really promoting, again, the retail aspect of this. We want you guys to, you know, feel that 10 bucks every time you sell a bottle, whether it's through us or not.
Jeff, how does the shipping work on the pet product?
Pet product does not qualify for the free shipping. It's just not got enough in the product to be able to... The key here for Jay was to get the price at a good price point that you guys compete with this product anywhere you go, whether it's on Amazon or a pet store or a health food market. This price at $35 is right in the numbers that all our research was showing is a great price for this product.
Fully agree.
See if we have
that's any. Exciting news, guys. I am really pumped about it. I've certainly seen
wholesale 35 preferred. Yep, retail's correct.
Hey, Jeff, question for you.
Yep.
If somebody has, if they're ordering the Remedy Pet and they have a Remedy regular, is shipping included?
Of course, anytime you order the Remedy regular product, the Cinnamon, you're going to get free shipping on the entire order.
So just make sure you order a bunch of the Pet, but have a regular Remedy and you're good anyway.
That's right, Mon. All right. Well, that is awesome news, Jeff. Is there anything else you want to add tonight? All right, Jay, I think we're about to have a wrap here, but there's a lot of great things that have been announced here.
There's another one.
I have myself muted. I apologize.
Okay, another one?
The last piece that Jay and I have been really working on here lately is to, when we came out with Gemini and you start talking to banks and merchants and say the word hemp oil, they get a little nervous. It's so new on the market and there's controversy here and there. But we finally have gotten American Express on board. So probably a little later this week, we'll have American Express available as a pay option.
Woo-hoo.
So MasterCard, Visa, Discover, and American Express. I think we added Discover too. I don't think Discover was on right now. I think currently it's only MasterCard, Visa. So we've added Discover and American Express. And you should see that. I just got to get the deposit verified. It's just, you know, red tape stuff, but we should be good to go.
Awesome.
So I see Eva says we need some type of brochure or handout. I thought we had brochures on Vistaprint. Jay, Jim?
For the pet.
Oh, you're saying for the pet. I guess that's true. So that's something we could definitely put together. Now, the website, when it comes up, the web page is pretty cool. Kevin Scott's really had a lot of fun with the web page. You guys will like it when you see it. It's pretty fun. The label, I believe, is pretty good, too, that's coming out. But we'll get all that stuff, the pet product, launched tomorrow morning. By about 9 o'clock, we'll have the pet product up in all facets, the page and everything else, and the ability to buy and everything else. So, if there's any questions, need some type of brochure, handout, what's the ingredients? Basically, the ingredients for the pet product are identical to the regular remedy, less, there is no natural flavoring in it, and it's 1/3 the strength of the current remedy. So remedy currently, the 30 ml bottle is 300 milligrams and the pet product is 100 milligrams of hemp oil. And then based on your dog's weight, the label will list how much you give to your dog, cat, horse, rabbit, mother-in-law, whatever, you know, you need.
Are you reading the Texas gifts that are coming across?
Yeah, from Hubbis.
Right, and Eva too, I think, had one.
I don't know why it would be any less bioavailable. I mean, it's still got the same, and Jay's really been digging in with the people, with the ingredients, really digging in to find out about the bioavailability and what makes it so bioavailability. Of course, you have the nanotechnology. But you also, Jay, have you addressed the six factors to the conversation we had just the other day?
Oh, the carrier is
the carrier. Sorry, I lost for words there.
I have not addressed that. I'll go over that later on. But yeah, this is 20 times more bioavailable, just like the other. So. It's everything that's good for us, it's going to be good for our pets. And when you look at their digestive system, is actually a lot stronger than ours, even better. So it's now also, wait till you see what Kevin has put together. When you look and see what he did for the pet site, it is awesome. So Jeff, is that going to be on up tomorrow or?
About the pet page?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all going to be up live tomorrow morning at about 9 a.m.
Before I hit the airport.
Yep, and we'll start working on a brochure. I don't think that'll be hard with everything we got, all the research we have with all this stuff. So we'll start working on a brochure right away too.
Beautiful.
Okay. Well, listen, I think that's probably enough here. We're a little bit over the time limit, but I think it was well worth the extra 5 minutes. Jeff, awesome job. There'll be more questions, I'm sure, being generated. We'll answer all those questions in the days and weeks ahead. The product itself will answer a lot of the questions, I'm sure, when I get the label and that type of thing. Jay, thank you so much, and have an awesome trip. Don't you give a little plug for yourself on the UK trip coming up, and then why don't you go ahead and close out the call, brother?
Okay. Y'all, here's the excitement that's going on right now in UK is awesome. My phone has not stopped ringing. Anybody that you have that's anywhere close, here's what's happening. You know, everybody that shows up to the meetings, in fact, from all the meetings we've done recently from New York to New Jersey to Canada, think about this, y'all. Every single person that showed up as a guest has either become a customer or an associate. Okay, with those kind of closing percentages, how many people do you want to be at the next meeting? Anybody that you know that talks a little bit different, that might be from UK, call them and see who they know and get them there. Because I'll tell you, the excitement that's going to be in the room, I'm telling you, I don't think it's going to be any different than the meetings we've had. I think it's, except they're a lot more full. They're signing up everybody now. And I think you're going to see another, we're going to put our foot on the gas there and explode that area. But anybody you know, get them there, and we'll help you build your team.